Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. What are you polling everyone on?
Well, today I want to test the stats on something that was done a few years ago, and it actually blew my mind, okay? So this was actually done in the 2016 census.
Yes, we all did that on Tuesday.
Of course,
we should have done it on Tuesday because they said everyone do it on Tuesday.
Okay,
that's
another point of discussion.
When did you do it?
I did it on Monday because I didn't want the system to crash.
Didn't crash. It was completely fine.
Well,
when
it did in 2016,
Tuesday.
Didn't it?
Did it though?
It did.
Oh no, I did it then too.
Now, all I want to know is where were you born?
Perth.
It's.
Sorry, you weren't asking me specifically.
Okay, quiet.
I can't. Something wrong with me today.
All I want to know is where were you born? Okay.
Perth.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
That. You asked me again.
I'm not going to give you the stats just yet because they actually shocked me.
Oh, so do you want the city or the country?
I want the country.
Australia. Just in case you thought I was born in Perth, Scotland. Incorrect. Perth, Australia.
Is there a Perth, Scotland? Is there?
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
I didn't even know.
There's also a Perth in Tasmania.
Perth's everywhere.
I know. Pretty popular name, Perth.
Wow.
Not like Jazeel.
Actually, you say that, there's thousands
Not
of
one Jazeel has texted this show ever.
Do you know, I went to school with a Giselle.
Yeah. That's Giselle's normal.
No, that's not common.
Giselle Bundchen,
the model.
Famous
yeah.
model.
One off.
Nah. I know someone else whose name's Giselle as well.
Were they named after me though?
No, it's a girl.
Okay, well, still hoping.
Although they could have been, who knows?
Text through right now, 0429-985-985, and up for grabs. You can win that double pass to go to the movies. All I simply want to know is where were you born? I'm going to give you some of the stats.
Which country were you born in? That one.
Yes, which country? Because obviously there's going to be a lot of Australians right here, born, bred in Perth.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued at the other ones.
No, but we need all of them. We need a sample, like a
yes,
perfect.
Yes, of course, because
sample.
We need to test whether the census actually works.
All right.
Is it factual?
So far, the ones that have come through, it's not factual because a couple of the ones that have been texted in aren't even on our poll results.
I've only gone for the top 6 countries.
Okay.
I've got some stats here from the 2006 census that I just want to test.
Okay.
And I can tell you, okay, a lot of texts coming through. Thank you so much. Keep them coming because I'm not going to reveal your results just yet. But I will say, according to the census back in 2016, Australia had 66% of its population born in Australia.
That is so low.
That's what I thought.
I can't believe that only 66% of our population were born here.
Right?
No, like everyone always says, yes, we're multicultural.
Oh, no, we're massively multicultural.
But that's insane.
That is huge.
Well, in this room right now, the three of us, I'm the only one
True.
Who was born in Australia.
Yeah, we're the majority.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
What?
Leave.
It is my country now.
Hey, up for grabs, just for getting in touch and let us know what country you were born. You could win yourself a double pass to a station sponsor, The Cave Rated M. It is in cinemas August the 19th, just around the corner. Keep them coming. We're going to do some quick math and give you the results coming up and see if it stacks up to what the 2016 census says. But looking at the text line right now, I think it's going to be completely different.
Yeah, one of the first polls that doesn't line up.
Yeah.
So far, though.
Yeah.
Our stats do not represent fair representation of the census.
I know. The census is definitely out, not us.
You reckon?
Yeah, this is solid.
We'll find out when the results of the last census, because
right.
This is more up to date.
Exactly.
We'll see if it's changed
exactly.
and matches ours.
All right, so I'm going to give you some of the stats, and then we're going to compare them, because you've got the new figures, okay?
Yep.
So, according to the 2016 census, 66.7% of Australian people that currently live in Australia were born in Australia.
Yeah, which is so low.
That's what I thought. So, where are all the other people coming from? Well, in second place, if we're doing a podium...
Podium finish.
From England, 3.9%.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, then it was from New Zealand with 2.2%. Then it was China with 2.2%. So the same amount of people from China as there are New Zealand.
Okay.
1.9% from India. And then the Philippines with 1%.
Okay. So they probably had a lot more people that they sampled.
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know.
Sample size, a lot bigger.
A lot bigger than ours. But here are the results. So go through one by one. I'll let you know what ours is.
Okay. So what's second?
So Australia, for mm-hmm. us, 26% of our listeners.
Wow.
Only Australian.
Only 26%?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
For England, which is the UK, 13.3%.
Okay. So it's still England was second.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No. Okay.
No, it wasn't second.
Okay.
Because I'm going with your
Oh,
ones.
You're going with my list. Yep. Okay, I see.
New Zealand, 0%. However, just looking at the text now.
Oh, Rachel, thank you just, so much.
Rachel just texted in, but not in my statistics that I've done up. But she would
of
be,
course.
It would probably go to about 3% New Zealand.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. China, 0% of our listeners.
Okay, okay.
India, 3.3% of our listeners.
Okay, so it's high, yes.
Philippines, also 3.3%.
Okay.
But one of ours, which is 26% of people who listen,
mm-hmm.
which is the same as Australians, if you recall.
Yeah. Oh, 26?
6% of our listeners that texted in.
Are South African?
I didn't say it yet.
Well, I mean, we
I
put
just
the...
said it wasn't on the list, so I was trying to do a big reveal, Gisele, and you just ruined it. But, surprisingly, not on the census list, 26% of our listeners are from South Africa.
The big question I have is...
Talana is also from South Africa.
I have obviously only lived in one state here in Australia, and mm-hmm. that's this one here, WA. Do you think there are more South Africans in WA than the other states?
I have no idea. Talani, you're South African. What do you reckon? Are there more South Africans in
Sorry,
WA
I don't listen to
than,
your show.
Than any other state? She said, I don't know, probably.
We call Perth.
Perth Fontaine.
Perth what?
Perth Fontaine.
Perth Fontaine?
Yes.
Well, what does we that don't mean? Know what that means.
South Africans will get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
good to
everyone's
know.
Laughing. If you
anyway, another Kiwi just texted in as well.
Yes, Darren.
This poll is flawed. I'm just
you see, the problem with this is Kiwis are notorious for being too laid back. That's why they haven't texted through.
Well, I've got a couple.
They're thinking, oh, someone else will do it.
Well, more people from New Zealand have now texted in than people.
Yes,
from,
go on, Kiwis.
Than people from the Netherlands, which is one.
Ah, a very interesting stat.
So just to wrap it up from our poll,
Australia.
26% of our listeners are from Australia, 26% are from South Africa, 13.3% are from the UK, then other, 33.3%.
Wow.
Because that's just a whole lot of other countries.
That's just awesome. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.